Hi, everybody. This is Joe the Widget Wilson here with my third host journal. Today is 8/17/2012. I had just gotten home after a long day at work thinking about a lot of things. And this journal is a two-parter. It's about some serious things, and I just want to make sure that everyone understands that I'm not trying to be self-centered or egotistical or anything like that. I just want to portray my experiences to hopefully, if anything, reach at least one person. If I can reach that one person, then that and inspire them to go forward and reach for their dreams, to change their life to the positive, then the entire 1 year I've done all this work and the podcasting, the servers, everything would be all worth it. So the first thing I want to talk about was what inspired me to completely change my life around. In my late teens, early 20s, I was a world champion martial artist. I did a lot of things, and I was very egotistical and self-centered. And I went through, but between the ages of 22 to the age of 20, I want to say 25, 26, I went through the hardest years of my entire life. I would never wish that kind of scenario on anybody. And it wasn't just one thing, it was several things all mixed into one that made me realize I had to change who I was from the core. And I did. And I started that process. And it took me several years. I don't even think I'm still there yet. But what I had to do was I looked at it to the point where I wanted to be that person where people would talk to me, meet me, and basically say, I want to be that person's friend. I need to be that person's friend. I need to know that person. I wanted to not do things for myself, but do things for other people, do things for a purpose, you know? And it sucks that it took such drastic measures for me to realize all the mistakes in my life. I'm not going to get into what those problems were, but needless to say, it was, like I said, I wish it on nobody, period, ever. It forced me to reevaluate who I was. I mean, I already had the whole temper thing figured out thanks to martial arts. I mean, I do owe an easy temper for that. It's very, very, very hard to make me mad. And even when I do get very mad, it's just, I tend to cool off extremely fast. I mean, you can completely PO me, and within 10 minutes, 15 minutes at the most, I'm your buddy again. Like it never happened. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it's not worth hanging on to. So I learned to let go of things, you know? Things that put a negative outlook or negative spin on my life are just not worth it. So I tried to be the happiest person I could be, to portray that happy feeling that I wanted to listen, to stop talking and listen. Now, it's kind of funny for someone who's a podcaster to say that, to stop talking and listen. Ha ha, but when I talk to people, I like to listen to them, hear what they have to say, hear what their woes are, their awesome moments, their achievements. I want to hear that, and I want to experience that with you, you know, to be there as a helping hand, a shoulder to lean on. That's what I want to be, and that's what I've been striving to be for several years now. I feel like I'm getting closer to it. And the whole thing of, you know, trying to not be egotistical, to not be self-centered, or to be prideful, has been an extreme challenge in my life, to the point now where if I receive a compliment, I don't know how to take it. I look at it like, wow, what do I say? What do I do? Thank you? Thank you seems inadequate, but I don't want to, you know, seem like, oh, yeah, I'm great, haha. But I'm not. I have my problems just like everybody else does. There are differences for me than some people, though. And one of the big differences was based on dreams. Everybody has them. I don't care who you are. Everybody has a dream, a goal in life that they want to achieve. And the biggest stipulation in life today is that dreams are a one in a million shot, that you'll never make it. You'll never be anything that you want to be. You have to accept your 9-to-5 job, and that's it. That's what your life is. I'm not one of those people. I don't accept that. To me, that's a bunch of bull. A bunch of BS completely. You have a dream. You have to go for it. Spend that time to develop it. If you feel like, if you receive a lot of negative feedback or feedback saying, you know, maybe change this or change that, listen. Feedback, whether it be positive or negative, is the best thing you could get towards a dream, especially a creative dream. It'll help you understand your flaws. Be open to critique, to constructive criticism, and embrace it, and take it and learn from it. That way you can become better at what you want to do. Trust me, I learned this the hard way. I rewrote Quintenia several times based on people's opinions, because, well, the intro to that book was rewritten 7 times because of what the feedback I got from people who read it. People actually said, your intro is crap. I took it and I looked at it and I said, you know what? They're right. And I redid it. I still think it's lacking in some areas, but, you know, it's better than what it was based on what people said. Even the podcasting, we get so much criticism, it's not even funny. Some of it very constructive criticism, and I thank those people greatly for their constructive, well-thought-out criticism on what we do. The ones that are just flaming, just to flame and troll, I can care less. I throw their email out, I throw their comments away, and it's out of sight, out of mind. That's what you have to do. I mean, if you're trying to do anything that's going to be anything that's public spotlight related, you have to take that criticism and know what's going to happen. There's a saying that Eve Arwin likes to use often enough. You have to have a thick skin to do what we do, and he's absolutely right. You have to have a very, very thick skin. You're going to take the good with the bad, and you got to learn to take it and to learn from it. And that's what I try to do at all times. Like, for instance, I know that my grammar and spelling is horrible, and it portrays it in Quintenia. The editor had a nightmare, obviously, and missed a lot of things a lot, and it's hurt the book a lot. So I have been studying more on grammar and spelling and proper pronunciation in order to give my editors a less of a nightmare to deal with and to have the book portrayed properly. My current editor, Paige, has been phenomenal. She's actually walked me through, you know, this is where your error is, this is how you fix it. So now I know what to look for when I'm writing my next books in the future, so I can make sure that, if she stays on editing, I know after she finishes editing Quintenia, she may look at me and say, you know, never again, but if she stays on as my editor, I want to make it easier for her in the future. People who help me, I want to help back. I want to do everything I can. I'm a loyal person. Eve Arwin and Lou and Fred and Dave, all those amazing friends I have gained from doing this podcasting, I am 100% loyal to those people. Anything they need from me, I will go out of my way to make sure it happens because of what they have done for me as well. But not just because of that, but because they are great people. And I want to be there for them. I want to help them. I want to do everything I can to help these people. And you, the listeners. We've had listeners that approach us for a few times saying, you know, I could really use some help on these things. And if I am able to, I will. If I can. My time is extremely limited lately, and I do apologize for that. And it's going to get even more busy. I am in the process of maybe on the verge of something very, very big with my writing. And if it goes through, I can't wait to announce it to everybody. But I'm not going to announce it yet, just in case it doesn't go through. Because that would just look bad. I want to do what's best for other people first, but yet still chase my dreams. I am never going to stop doing my dreams. In the case of Quintenia, I keep going back to that because that story consumed my life for so many years. It consumed of everything I wanted to do. I never had a set dream, like, okay, I want to be a podcaster. That was never a dream. My dream was to be able to work for myself, being creative, whether it be writing. I discovered writing through creative writing class in college, whether it be through podcasting, which came about on a complete happenstance, and it turns out I love it. It's become kind of a passion. It's become a passion, and not just kind of, but it really is. Like the other day when we were recording Elder Scrolls Off the Record episode 35, everything for me that day was going wrong. Everything. It was driving me nuts. And Ivarwin and Lou and Dave were like, anything we can do? I mean, come on. It's like, as soon as we hit that record button and we started talking, my mood did a complete 180 flip. I went from being PO'd, stressed out, to being carefree and having a phenomenal time. I left doing that show happy and excited about what we do. And that's the kind of feeling I need in my life. That kind of, I've accomplished something with the help of some amazing people, and people are enjoying it. It's helping their work days get better, their lives. We're helping their lives in some small way, and that to me is an accomplishment all its own. And just getting some of the emails we've received about how we've inspired people, how we've helped them chase their dreams again, to help them through a hard time, it makes everything I do worth it. I just want people to understand, I work a 9-to-5 job to pay my bills. That isn't podcast related or writing related. I don't like my job. I do it so I can support my wife and kids, so to support my kids. I do it because I have to. When I get home all day while I'm working, I am thinking about podcasting and writing. What do I gotta do for the day? What do I need to do? What do I wanna do? How am I gonna change things for the better for the fans? What fans just said, you know, maybe you should change this or that? I'm going to consider it, look into it, test it, and if it works, it's a part of it. I mean, the lore segment was a fan idea for Elder Scrolls, and look how that turned out. Amazing. A lot of the big changes we made in our shows were fan ideas, criticisms that we took and rolled with, and it turned out to be for the better. A lot of them were just, you know, blowing smoke up their own rear, but, you know, that happens. And I know I go bouncing all over the board here, but the message still remains the same, in general. And that's never give up on your goals, never give up on your dreams, ever. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care if you're trying to be a singer and you go to American Idol and they say that you suck, never do it again, I don't care. Go get some voice lessons and keep doing it, keep practicing. There's always time for your dreams. And what I was getting to earlier about the whole working and podcasting thing is when I get home at night after working 7 to 9 hours a day for my 9-to-5 job that hopefully by the beginning of next year at some point I'll be able to stop doing and focus fully on podcasting and writing. But that's neither here nor there. I put in another 8 to 10 hours every single night in podcasting and writing. But I do it because I love to do it, and I do it for everybody who's listening here right now. That's why I do it. And that's what I keep in mind, is that I'm doing it for you guys. I am doing it for myself. I'm not going to lie. I love it. It's a passion. It's probably the coolest job in the world. Now, if I can get it to pay my bills, more power, you know? I'll take it. It doesn't right now, not even remotely close. But it's doing well. I am blown away at how well Quest Gaming Network is doing and how well the fans have been receiving us. I'm blown away by the fans. You guys are absolutely amazing. I can't believe how cool a lot of you are. The vast majority. I think, and I swear by it, I know a lot of other podcasting companies will say this and blah, blah, blah. We have the coolest fans out there, period. Gamers are awesome people. We rock. They're the most creative, open people there are. I mean, yeah, in person, you get a whole bunch of gamers in one room, and they're going to be shy. They're not going to do much. But you get us all in front of a computer, talking to each other online, bam. It's a smorgasbord of awesome. I hate to pull on a stereotype, but we all know it's true. And what would you guys do if you met me in person? What would I do if I met you in person? How would we react? You know? I would love to meet every single one of you in person and shake your hand and say thank you. Say thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. You've been amazing. And hopefully someday I'll be able to do that. I mean, if I'm able to start doing this full time, I'm going to start planning trips around the country for certain events, around the world for certain events. And I'm going to hopefully plan meetups for a lot of the fans and say hi to you guys, meet you in person and shake your hand. I would love that so much. Because a lot of times we get doing what we do is we're completely online based. So it's a very impersonal way of doing things. But yet, it's still at the same time, I feel like I know a lot of you because you've outreached to us via Twitter, via email, through all the different avenues, through our chat room. I've gained a lot of great, phenomenal friendships just by that, even though that these friendships, I have never met these people in person. I've never even met Ivarwin in person. And someday soon, I hope to. I think it would be amazing to meet him in person. That way he can make fun of me that I'm that much shorter than him. I'm not that short, I'm 5'10", but still. Ivarwin and Dave tower me. It's hilarious. And I want to meet every one of them and thank them for everything. I could never do anything that I've been doing lately without Dave, Ivarwin, Lou, Fred, Bowbender, Liz, Mike, Dan, Keth, Joe Bradford, all of them. And if I forgot anybody in the network, I apologize deeply. It's been a ride, and I want to keep doing it as long as I can. And the reason I can do it is because of you guys. It's because... I know I completely lost my original thought and track in mind, but it's all this. It all boils down to the same thing. And that's never stop chasing your dreams. Never stop improving yourself. Change is a good thing. I know a lot of people are afraid of change, but it's a good thing. 9 times out of 10, anyway. There are some changes that are quite bad. But the vast majority of times, if you want to improve yourself, there's always ways. Always ways. And the coolest people in the world that I have ever met, most of them, have been through the worst in their life. They have taken it. They have learned from it. They've become stronger, better people. I admire those people. I've always kind of had this thought in my head that a life of privilege is a life of ignorance. Not all the time, but in most cases. Because honestly, sometimes in life, you have to go through those hard times in order to become that better person. Before I go too long and ridiculous here, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope you all have a great, great week, and please, never stop chasing your dreams. Ever.